Welcome to this week's episode of the IG Market Insights podcast. I'm Emma Crosby. Well, this week we're continuing to look at the biggest earnings stories and what they could mean for investors like you. To help me do this, I'm joined by Jeremy Naylor, a senior market analyst for IG. This podcast is produced by IG in collaboration with CNBC Catalyst, and CNBC News is not involved in the creation of this content. Hi, Jeremy.
Emma, good to talk to you.
Well, earnings season's certainly starting to slow down, but still some really big headlines being made, particularly from companies that have been hit to the extreme by COVID-19. I'm thinking, Jeremy, of travel and leisure, the likes of Marriott, Royal Caribbean and IHG suffering massive losses. What is the future for this sector, do you think?
Well, we knew these results were going to be bad, and that's exactly what we got. In some cases, they weren't as bad as some had been fearing. IHG, you mentioned there, that stock is down around about 70% from the pre-COVID highs. But we still don't have any long-term clarity on where we go with this sector. We don't have a vaccine for COVID-19, and people are really reluctant, especially in the cruise line business, to get back into a boat where they could ultimately end up being isolated with people with COVID-19. I think that produces a very difficult situation for cruise lines, especially travel companies. It'll be really interesting to see just what they have in terms of their bookings for the winter period, which is going to be the next area to look for. And until we get some sort of clarity, it's really going to be what IHG said the other day. We really don't know, despite producing better than expected earnings last time around. The figures themselves, they don't bear any examination until at least next year.
So where does this leave investors in this sector?
Well, this is the really difficult thing, I think. We've had the savvy investors have probably got out. Some of those that think they should be getting out are waiting for a higher price to get out in at. And those that don't really understand the sector are looking at some of these beaten up share prices and think, hey, look, I've got an opportunity here. I'm going to buy into this. But I think that's a very foolhardy attitude to be taking at the moment. We don't have any clarity for the travel and leisure sector, the cruise lines, the hotel companies. Until we get that clarity, I would steer clear of this sector.
What's interesting to me, Jeremy, is throughout this entire earnings season, the stock markets have just pushed higher, particularly in the United States. You're seeing some of them, the likes of the S&P 500 and NASDAQ, hitting all-time, or certainly near all-time highs. What is happening here?
Well, this is one of the big conundrums that people are trying to decide over at the moment. And the acronym TINA has been bandied around once again. Now, this stands for there is no alternative. The bottom line is that the equity markets are pretty much the only place that people trust with their money at the moment. And that's why we're seeing money coming into the markets. And it's tech stocks that are really behind this big move that we've seen.
And what's fascinating, Jeremy, is when you look at the stocks that are moving higher, it's not many of them, is it?
No, this is a very, very narrow range of stocks that's leading the gains. And they are adding so much weight individually in terms of market capitalization. I'm talking here about the Teslas, the Amazons, the Netflix, the companies that have gone to record high after record high. This means there's very narrow breadth in the markets. And that's the expression that many in the markets will tell you. And what this means is it means it's a rally which is concentrated. The vast majority of stocks are not seeing those sort of gains. And in fact, the vast majority are seeing losses. And that is a very worrying situation. That means that the rally may not have much further to go. And when it does turn, it could well be a big turn when it happens.
And Jeremy, away from equities, we can't not talk about the likes of gold and silver. Again, new record highs. What do IG clients make of these commodities right now?
Well, I think this goes to show that the rally in stocks is a false rally. The really experienced investors are looking for some sort of shelter, and gold is a good place to be. Bitcoin, the debate is still raging as to whether this gives some sort of safe haven status. Personally, I'm not convinced about that. I'm more interested in gold. But it's not gold per se. It's the gold miners, I think, that are going to be making the most moves out of this. And they're the companies that are going to be making most money for the savvy investor.
Well, Jeremy, the earnings season is starting to wrap up, but it's going out of the bang, isn't it? Because having the last word are the major retailers in the States, such as Walmart, Home Depot and Target. What are you expecting?
Well, I think retailers is an interesting area. We've seen a pullback in consumer activity in the States. People, of course, in the last 4 or 5 months or so have been finding it difficult to get out. A lot of stores have been closed. Those stores that have been open have restricted numbers of people flowing through the doors. So it's been a very, very tough period. But for me, the big pick for in the entire second quarter earnings season is Walmart. It comes out with earnings next week, 18th of August, before the bell. It has size. It has a massive online business now. It's in many retail parks across the states. It's skewed towards the value end of the market. And it's a well-run business. It's not too far away from record highs. I'll be glued to my IG terminal when this comes out pre-market next week, because I think it's going to go to a record high if these numbers are good.
Well, that is it for this week. Thanks so much to Jeremy Naylor, a senior market analyst from IG, for joining me. We're back with an all-new episode next Thursday. Subscribe to get it first on your favourite podcast platform or catch up on demand at igmarketinsights.com.
Turn volatility into opportunity this earnings season. With IG, you can trade the moment announcements happen, thanks to our out-of-hours markets on over 70 popular US stocks. Plus, you can invest commission-free in US shares when you open three or more positions per month. Search IG Earnings Season to find out more. Your capital is at risk. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money when trading CFDs and restricted options with this provider. You should consider whether you can afford to take the risk of losing your money. Deal three or more times in the previous month to qualify for our best commission rates.